This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You know, Tiki, last night, as I like to do as a prep for the show and the podcast and see what the Giant community is talking about, we had another current athlete in this town playing the social media game.
Mm.
But what do we do when the social media game by an athlete in this town meets the WFAN social media team? Because that's exactly what happened yesterday. So I'm going to play a clip for you that Chris McMonagle had on Jackson Dart and the Giants. And you'll understand the importance of this clip after you hear it.
They fired his coach, and they are coaching him completely afraid to let him be him. That's what happened here. That's what's going on with the New York Giants. And everybody was so afraid. If you allow Dable around him, if you allow the losing to persist around him, he's going to ruin him. He's going to ruin this young quarterback. He's going to ruin him. It has gotten so much worse for this kid the second Dable was fired. It has gotten so much worse. They don't have a game plan for him anymore. They don't know how to treat him. They're not trying to develop him. You're trying to develop a quarterback. You don't hide him from this. You say, go figure it out. It's about developing the quarterback when the season's dead, not hiding him. And not neutering him. Look at the body language. Everything about Jackson Dart is completely different than the kid we saw take over this team in week 4.
That, of course, the voice of Chris McMonagle, who you'll hear on January 5th in the afternoons here with Greg Carton.
Dude, he's absolutely right.
Okay, so he's right.
Dart sounds different after games. Even when they were losing. Now, maybe the losing beat you down, but he just feels despondent. Like, I didn't really give it the effort. And it's not all my fault.
Right.
It's, you could see it. I mean, 11 drop, or I mean, they were more than that because he got sacked, what, 5 times? So 16 dropbacks in that game this past weekend, and only, what, 7 completions, whatever, 4 or 5 crazy. Completions, they, whatever it was.
They neutered him. He doesn't look the same without Dable. But here's the real key to that clip, Tiki. Jackson Dart liked it on Instagram. Jackson Dart hit the heart button on Instagram.
Because he's right.
Okay, so let me ask you this.
C-Mac is right.
A, do you think Jackson Dart listened to all of C-Mac's words and consciously hit that heart? Did it just pop up in Jackson Dart's algorithm, saw somebody talking about him, and he hit a heart without watching it? And, well, I guess furthermore, after you answer that, should Jackson Dart be staring at this stuff on Instagram, liking it?
I mean, this is the modern athlete. You can't help it. These guys get, it gets fed to you.
Yeah.
Right? The algorithm knows who Jackson Dart is, right? It knows Jackson Dart's account, so it's going to feed it to you because, hey, it's about you.
Right.
And then it's up to you to determine what you're going to do with it. And Jackson Dart listened to it. He said, you know what? This is real. And that's the thing I like about Jackson Dart. He doesn't care.
No, right? Clearly not.
He's not concerned about the opinions of people who might judge him for liking C-Mac. That was on a show. Obviously, yeah. It was on Instagram.
It was on the FAN Instagram account. So first of all, Jackson, anytime you want to like anything I say on Instagram, of course, by all means, take the heart. But I think that's interesting. So Jackson Dart, if he consciously liked that, tells you.
I think he did.
Okay, so, and if he did, he is feeling exactly what a lot of us are saying, which is, what the hell are they doing to this kid?
Yeah, not developing him is exactly right. And we talked about this a little bit yesterday, and we talked about it after the game as well, in the postgame, me and John and Dottino. It feels like they're doing everything to make it easy for him. So,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
You're going to find success because we're going to simplify it and make it easy for you. But that's not how you grow. It's not how you become really good at this game.
You want to throw more at his plate now. It's the end of the year.
So just a couple of examples that we all remember. Eli Manning, mm-hmm. his rookie season, he got thrown to the wolves after 9 games. And look, he had all the resources, right? He had all this, the playbook. He had his all at his disposal. He had a pretty good coach in Kevin Gilbride. And he got thrown to the wolves, and he stunk at it. And then eventually, he figured it out.
Yeah.
Peyton Manning, when he was with the Indianapolis Colts, and this was Bruce Arians' first year, Bruce Arians was his offensive coordinator, and he led the league in interceptions.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
He had like 30 interceptions, maybe not quite that many, but he had a ton of interceptions. His completion percentage was like under 60%. He struggled. And then eventually, he figured it out.
Yeah.
Right? For quarterbacks in particular, there's this belief that you're going to ruin them if they have failures. But I honestly think the failure is necessary.
Because you need to learn what you've done wrong.
It teaches you how to find success. And so, when you're making it easy, let's protect the quarterback, and as C-Mac said, neuter him. You don't give him the chance to callous and grow and become good at it. Right?
Yeah.
It's just because at no point is it easy.
You know, no. I mean?
Or should it even try to be easy?
Yeah, so Tiki, let me ask you this. I didn't hear the full post-game show. I'm not even sure if you covered this yesterday, so this is just me kind of flying blind on this. What is the reason for neutering him? Because my belief is, are they just scared about him running and the getting hurt thing, that they're just trying to get by the rest of the year without him taking chances with the legs?
Look, if you're not going to call any design QB runs, because we saw a lot of those earlier in the season.
Uh-huh.
If you're not going to do that to protect him, I'm completely fine. There's 2 games left, 3 games left going into last week. You don't want to get him unnecessarily hit. So I get it.
I agree.
The winning is important. It's not the only thing that matters anymore. But the lack of letting him like full read a defense and just, I don't either just hand it off 30 times in a game, doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, you do no play action off that, and then all that does is every time he does drop back to pass, guess what he's doing? Taking bigger unnecessary hits as a result of the position you're putting him in on third and long and such.
Yes, and so I don't know why they're doing this. I mean, maybe it was the game plan. Brian Flores is so high and mighty, and we're scared of him, and we don't want Jackson Dart to get hit and banged around. But, okay, get hit and banged around. You're going to learn not to get hit and banged around.
Yeah.
It's not rocket science. It's football. Like, we know that it's complicated because of how defenses disguise everything these days, but the only way you're going to learn it is to learn it.
Learn it. Yeah. You know, this leads me to the next question, though, Tiki, and I think it's an important one as we head towards 2026. Tommy Lugauer loves a good Instagram clip of himself on the FAN account.
Oh, yeah.
Are you going to start catering your takes to see if Jackson Dart likes him, knowing they're getting fed to his algorithm?
Oh, yeah. I'll be like, the Mets season's looking bright. By the way, Jackson Dart would make a great right fielder. You know what I mean? So, and the Knicks got dudes, dogs, and damage. You know who's a dude and dog? Jackson Dart. So I will incorporate Jackson Dart into every single take now, hoping he will hit the button. I also think, is it possible that Jackson Dart was in like mode on Instagram, and maybe it was like Instagram model like, Ring Girl model like, Chris McMonagle like, oops, like, you know what I mean? Like, Mac was after a couple of hot blondes.
You could just unlike it. He left it liked.
Does everybody know, Teak, that you could unlike? I don't know if that's across the board that everybody knows that.
Of course you can.
No, I know you can.
Look, if Jackson Dart could process a defense, he knows you can unlike us.
But
you think Chris McMonagle only came up because Dart was liking Instagram models and McMonagle also has boobs?
That was Sean Marash, not me. I know we get, you know, mixed up sometimes. But wouldn't somebody on the Giants be like, yo, unlike that because it's a bad look?
Do we know that didn't happen by now?
Did he still like it?
I don't know
how to look that up. We can get somebody on that. But, but wouldn't somebody say, hey, like, it's a bad idea to like that?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
I mean,
Kafka's
not going
to be a bad idea to like it because he's not going to be here next
year.
No,
I know, but it's still like, it's a topic we're talking about with the Giants that's not in a positive
He
light.
Did. Rami tells me he did unlike it.
Yeah, he got told. Rami.
Went back and unliked
or
it.
Or he was in like mode. And like I said, Instagram model.
So he accidentally liked it? Is that what you're
saying?
It's
like Ricky Bobby when he gets an autograph mode and he signs the guy's like bald head.
Yeah, I mean, look, I understand what you're saying. I would just say this. In the great super bad quote to Jackson Dart about unliking that, people don't forget. We know you liked it. We know how you feel. And Jackson, we agree with you.
By the way, Sean, chew on this one. I said this yesterday to Tiki and Evan. Is it possible that Joe Shane is telling Mike Kafka to basically make Jackson Dart look bad because Shane wants to draft Mendoza and Dart was Dable's guy?
My response to that, Sean, was Joe Shane also is claiming Jackson Dart.
Yeah, that's exactly it. So, Tommy, I like the creative thinking. I do. But Joe Shane now has gone out of his way when the playing was good to talk about how much he was involved. If he didn't say all that stuff he already said, and that press conference that felt like he was thrown to the wolves, that was the one thing he hung his hat on, was how involved he was with Dart. He can't go the other way now. I just think they're a mess right now, and Mike Kafka's in above his head as the interim head coach and doesn't know how to handle Dart. I really don't. And I think that there's a 0.0% chance that the Giants are drafting Fernando Mendoza if they end up with the first overall pick.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.